From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It appears there was only one shooter in Thursday's deadly sniper attack on police in Dallas, Texas. Officials identified the gunman as 25-year-old Micah Xavier Johnson, a Mesquite, Texas resident who had bomb-making materials, ballistic vests, rifles, ammunition, and a journal of combat tactics at his home. Five police officers were killed, seven others were wounded, as well as two civilians in Thursday night's attack. Dallas Police Chief David Brown said that Johnson was upset about recent police-involved killings of black men.
He said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. The suspect stated he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers.
Johnson was later killed by an explosive device detonated by a police robot. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said late Friday that the dead suspect appears to be the only shooter in this attack. The Dallas attack came during a downtown protest against the shootings of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling, both black men killed by police officers in Louisiana and Minnesota. A rash of police shootings Thursday and Friday have left at least one person dead and multiple others wounded in several states. Thursday in Bristol, Tennessee, authorities said a man opened fire on a highway because he was troubled by the shootings involving black people. The man killed one person and wounded three others, including a patrol officer. Meanwhile, a Valdosta police official is out of surgery in the state of Georgia after being shot multiple times. Another officer was shot in a suburb of St. Louis, Missouri. This is VOA News. President Obama is in Warsaw, Poland for his last NATO summit as president. As Luis Ramirez reports, concerns about Russia's more assertive, aggressive behavior on NATO's eastern flank and Britain's exit from the European Union were high on the president's agenda.
The big question from NATO leaders is what Britain's departure from the EU will mean for the alliance. From President Obama, a reassurance.
There are those who've been questioning, what does this mean for the transatlantic relationship? Let me just say, as is often the case in moments of change, this kind of hyperbole is misplaced.
But the big topic on the official agenda is Russia. Moscow's continued actions in Ukraine and threats felt by the Baltic states and Poland mean reassurances to members that NATO will protect them are no longer enough. U.S. officials say the focus of NATO for the first time in a quarter century is shifting from reassurance to deterrence. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Warsaw.
The United States and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula. It's intended to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short and medium-range ballistic missiles. South Sudan's top leaders are urging the public to remain calm after shooting broke out near the presidential compound and other parts of the capital, Juba, on Friday. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader-turned-vice president Riek Machar were at the compound preparing for a news conference on a separate clash from late Thursday when the gunfire erupted. Under international pressure, the government and the opposition signed a peace deal last August to end the conflict that began in December 2013. They recently formed a transitional unity government. Islamic State terrorists killed at least 35 people and wounded scores of others late Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of Baghdad. The attack on the Sayyid Mohammed shrine included several suicide bombers, guns, and mortar fire. It came just days after hundreds of people were killed and wounded in an attack on a crowded Baghdad shopping center, the deadliest bombing in Iraq's history. U.S. job creation surged in June with a net gain of 287,000 jobs. That is hundreds of thousands more than the prior month and stronger than most economists predicted. The Labor Department said the unemployment rate was at a low of 4.9%. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.